Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Simon Geer, joins us this morning. He's a climatologist and a national authority on global warming and green issues. Thank you for doing so. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Always a pleasure to be with you guys.
It is great to chat to you. This is really not an award we wanted to win.
Well, I mean, it shows we're thinking about it, you know, in terms of, you know, being aware of the various health considerations and, you know, I think it shows that we've got a fairly sophisticated academic medical fraternity here in South Africa, which helps us score on these things. But in terms of how much we emit and how much we contribute to the problem, yeah, we are very much bottom of the barrel.
So let's just talk about why that is the case.
So, I mean, we are blessed or cursed, depending on your point of view, with a huge amount of shallow coal in South Africa. And so it's been an absolute no-brainer for us over the last 100 years to use that resource to power our economy, which is fantastic for us. You know, it theoretically should mean that we have cheap, reliable electricity. The reality, of course, is slightly different. But if we ignore the environmental impacts, you know, that is an absolute economic blessing. To then move away from that and, you know, and to try and green our economy is incredibly difficult and incredibly painful. If you look at the countries that are really green, you know, places like Denmark, they would have to import all their coal anyway. So for them to shift to a greener technology is relatively easy and relatively
painful. So our blessing has been our curse to some extent.
Absolutely, yes,
And what does that mean now? And we've obviously have been very, very slow in adopting sustainable energy sources. We know this. We live with this every single day of our lives. But that's from a reliability point of view, from a cost point of view. But also now we're realizing from a air quality perspective.
Yeah, so air quality is a big thing. You know, we forget when we talk about Eskom and Sasol. How, you know, we tend to talk to them about being huge carbon emitters, but they are both massive, massive air pollution emitters as well. Sulfur dioxide and particulate matter in particular, they are pumping up into the air, you know, at rates that are just, unheard of anywhere else in the world. And there have been studies that have shown that that has a measurable impact on the lifespan of people who live on that Mpumalanga Highveld area. And very occasionally the wind changes and we get that pollution lying over Gauteng as well. And we get that horrible sort of stale egg smell that lingers over us. But if you drive out sort of past Witbank any time of year, the whole sky has that sort of milky feel to it. And it really is a huge problem in a very, very polluted area.
Is there a way to deal with this without reducing our reliance on coal?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, we can, you know, the modern power stations should burn cleaner than the old ones. You should be able to put on all sorts of mitigation equipment into your stacks and so on. But the problem is that those do decrease the efficiency of your station. And I've driven through Mpumalanga where I don't know for certain, but looking at what is coming out of those stacks, I'm pretty sure that they're running them without all the proper equipment in place in order to generate as much electricity as we can. You know, when we're in times of load shedding and so on. And so if we are going to do it properly and really decouple ourselves from coal, it is going to require significant changes in the way that we use electricity and the way that we think about it.
And how are we doing in that regard?
Not very well, to be honest. You know, there have been these pushes to get wind farms and solar energy plants up and running, particularly in the Northern Cape. And if you drive through the Northern Cape these days, you'll often get, you know, stuck behind a huge truck towing a wind turbine. So there's clearly a lot of build happening. But a lot of those are, you know, the amount of electricity bought off those wind farms is tiny compared to what they can actually produce. You know, I think a lot of them, Jeffreys Bay, for example, I think hits its cap after about 2 or 3 days each month, and then Eskom is not obligated to buy any further electricity from there. So we need to get far, far better at using the electricity that comes off those. We certainly need to decentralize electricity. So instead of, you know, the old plan of having these huge big stations next to a coal mine that then distributes electricity everywhere, every single building should have solar panels on their roofs, and we should be thinking of electricity as something that happens inside your boundaries rather than something that is imported into your business.
Should that be, is it a possibility to make this, to legislate this, to make this a requirement as they do in other countries?
Yeah, well, I think this is a good opportunity to make it, you know, make people an offer they can't refuse. Mm. You know, make it attractive to them. Give them the opportunity to sell their electricity back into the grid. You know, maybe increase the cost of electricity, of coal-fired electricity, to the point where decentralized solar becomes very, very attractive to businesses. Mm-hmm. And we do see it. I mean, these days, every time you see an aerial shot of any South African scene, you know, every petrol station seems to have solar panels on top. We've got those solar panels that now provide shade outside every Macro. So, you know, there's a lot going on. And I do think we're pointed in the right direction, but we could definitely use a bit more enthusiastic legislative help.
In terms of private enterprise, of private businesses, I mean, you're referring to it in sort of a, in passing, that we are starting to see these things popping up all over the show. Do you think that, the private sector is on board with it, or on board enough at this stage?
I think so. I mean, you know, I have a social group which is, you know, a lot of professionals and a lot of entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And it feels like every man and his dog now has a solar panel company. So there's clearly a lot of work out there.
Right.
And so I think even with the current legislative environment where you can't really sell that electricity back into the grid, it's still very, very well worth people's while to install these. And for, I think, about 200K, you can take your house off the grid. To see that rolled up into, you know, an industrial scale, I think is certainly happening. But I definitely think that government shouldn't sit back and say, well, it's happening, we don't need to aid it. I think they definitely should be actively helping it to become a viable financial option.